or can I take you home?
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
hold it in your arm.
Or you, to get it to come towards you, take hold and
pull it to you.
And the other way would be
shell.
Huh?
Push it off.
And the child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
got me.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go
get a hammer.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
told it.
And you tell a child, now that stove is hot, so
don't bother, you get burnt.
Yeah, don't
touch it, you get.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide, you call that?
Hide and see.
And the tree you can touch and be safe, you call the... Or in football, you run toward the...
I don't know nothing about football. I look at football, I ain't never know the head tail of it. That's one game I don't know.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a goal or ghoul in football?
I don't know what to do.
And we're planning to meet in town. I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll wait.
I'll wait until you get there.
Or I'll wait what you...
For you.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more.
One more chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke, he's got a good sense of...
Somebody always kicks on to a joke.
Yeah. And
have fun.
So he's got a good sense of...
Having fun.
Mm-hmm. Or another way of saying that, he's got a good sense of... Well, someone who's in a very good mood, you could say he's in a good mood, or you could say he's in a good... Or, so someone who always sees the funny side of things, he's got a good sense of... Do you ever say humor or humor?
Good humor.
Huh?
He ain't good humor.
Okay. And say, well, we've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
Get somebody to spray.
Uh-huh. And that'll get...
The termites.
Do you ever say it'll get rid of them or get shed of them?
Mm-hmm. Get rid of them.
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you'd call him a...
Tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Yeah, a lot of folks use that. Fella always talking, they say he lying. They'll say he tattletale and he lying, which he is.
And you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, and you had a lot of things growing in your yard, you'd go out and...
Oh, you had to take a lot of things out and... Throw it away, put it in a proper place in the junk house.
And these are called?
Flowers.
And if you had some flowers in your yard, you'd go out and...
Well, if you had a party and you didn't want the people to, you had to go out and make things, keep people from breaking them down.
Or if you wanted to put them in the house, you'd go
out. You had to pick, right? Had to pick them.
And something that a child plays with, you'd call a... Something that a child plays with.
Toys.
Any other name for toys?
Well, some say play putty, some say bicycle, some say tricycle.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call a play putty?
Yeah. Way back, you said play putty.
And